I remember feeling so alone, like Joe and I, like not only in grief, but in the situation, there's so many family dynamics.
Yeah.
And how do we do this well? Like, how do we do this and honor God? And we have no idea.
I think it's just a beautiful story of God's redemption that even through loss, he can and it, just bring two families together. And when you said y'all were at church and Amelia was in between you and her stepmom, I just thought of like, what a beautiful bridge to what was once a gap.
Your blended family has a 100% chance of success when you do it God's way. We're Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Blended Kingdom Families podcast. Take a moment, hit the subscribe button and also the notification bell so that every time when we release a podcast, you'll be notified. And Jess, I'm excited to dive in. And so I want you to tell us a little bit about your unique blended family. I know that you guys went through a really, really rough season a year ago, yeah. And now you get to experience this blended family life, but it is in such a unique way. And I will say, like, as your friend, it's been an honor to, like, walk with you through that. And I know it's been really hard, and especially since we just had the holidays. Yeah. I know, you know, you guys are, you know, going through it. And So, but I want to hear that story from you and, like, just where you guys are at with that.
Yeah. That caught me off guard how I felt like I wanted to cry when you started talking.
I cried earlier. Scott and I podcasted earlier, and I lost it in it, so it's okay.
Tears are healthy,
tears
right?
Tears are healthy. Just let it out.
So my husband and I are not a blended family. We've been married for almost 20 years now. We have 4 sons. However, my sister-in-law had an unexpected pregnancy years ago, and she was brave in her choice for life and was a single mom. And in January of 2022, mm-hmm. My sister-in-law unexpectedly passed away.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to even say it out loud still. Like, it doesn't feel real still. Like, yeah. You know it's real, but in your heart, like, you hope that it's like a bad dream you're going to wake up from. But
yeah.
While she was a single mom, dad was in the picture. Mm-hmm. So the father of her child was totally in the picture, a loving father, but they were not together. And they separated when Amelia, that's our niece, was about 2.
Yeah.
That's when they, 2, 3, it was... You know, relationships are challenging.
Yeah.
So, and we just immediately felt thrown into like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
How do we do this? How do we properly grieve the loss mm-hmm. of someone we love? Mm-hmm. And how do we keep Amelia a part of the family?
Yeah.
So she went to live with her dad full time and her stepmom. They were newlyweds at the time. They have children of their own each. So they were blended before they were blended.
Yeah.
And now they're blended again.
Yeah. Because they just had their own, their hours baby.
Their second hours baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, in our flesh and out of fear and grief, we wanted to hold on to Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to say she's ours.
Yeah.
Because we love her. We've got to love her the most.
Yeah.
And we want her to be ours. So there was a lot of family discussions between Joe and I and the family about, like, how do we do this?
Yeah.
And so some of the family chose to enter into litigation to have Amelia be in their custody. Mm-hmm. We were not part of that litigation.
Mm-hmm.
We just really felt numb in this. Like, how do we walk forward? And I remember feeling so alone, like Joe and I, like not only in grief, but in the situation, there's so many family dynamics.
Yeah.
And how do we do this well? Like, how do we do this and honor God? And we have no idea.
Yeah.
And we had been friends for years.
Yeah.
I'd been involved with BKF.
Yeah.
But I did not recognize that I was even a part of a blended family because my husband's parents are divorced and remarried.
Yeah.
And it just hit us like a ton of bricks. And I remember listening to podcast after podcast, like trying to grasp, how do we do relationship with a blended family?
Yeah.
How do we do this? We were so afraid that we were going to say or do the wrong thing in communicating with Amelia's dad and stepmom, that we were going to destroy the relationship.
Yeah.
There was already some challenging family dynamics there with other family members. And Joe and I just sat and we just said, we don't know if we've got all the answers, but we're going to trust God in this. Mm-hmm. And we want what's best for Amelia.
Yeah.
She's not a replacement for her mom.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever going to fill that void.
Yeah.
Except the love of Jesus and healing. That's it.
Yeah.
And so how do we honor Amelia as her own individual, amazing, unique person?
Yeah.
How do we support her dad and stepmom in a way that benefits Amelia?
Yeah.
So we didn't have a relationship with her dad. We kind of have stepped out of that.
Yeah.
As to let Gina, my sister-in-law, navigate that relationship. And she'd call and we'd talk about things. But we kind of stayed out of that just to honor her and empower her as Amelia's mom. So we had no functional relationship with dad or stepmom at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, how do you love strangers?
Mm.
How do you let strangers love someone that you love? Mm-hmm. And that's hard.
Yeah.
So it started with meeting them for lunch and just saying, hey, we don't know all the details.
Yeah.
We don't care what was. We want to support you and encourage you in the present and the future. Like,
yeah.
How can we walk alongside of you guys and be a support with Amelia? And it was just a lot of trust building.
Yeah.
Like, it's strangers. Like, yeah. We're all just strangers.
Yeah.
And so having this perspective, like walking through this and learning to love people that you don't even know for the sake of someone you do love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so many complexities with blended families, and everybody's so unique and different.
Oh, yeah.
There's not one blended family that is the same. There's no 1, 2, 3, here's a healthy, happy family.
Yeah.
Because each person has experienced so many traumas and setbacks and challenges, and everybody experiences those things in a different way. Even if it's like the same trauma,
yeah,
it's a different person in makeup. So
yeah,
We kind of joke that we're like the dad in a divorce.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're the other co-parent in the divorce. Yeah,
like we're the weekend parent. So yeah.
Well, I remember even this summer. It was the beginning of the summer, and we were driving out to our lake house, and we were doing a girls' weekend there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you just talking to me about just the complexities and the things that you guys were dealing with kind of this co-parenting situation, so to speak, but you're also your extended family and how this was affecting the whole family, but more so importantly, Amelia.
Yeah.
And, just like, what do we do? But I think the one thing that I've always been encouraged with by you and Joe is Jess's husband, but is that y'all just been patient in the process. You know, as you and Joe have established this relationship with Amelia's dad and stepmom, you guys have been so patient and you have really honored the boundaries as well. I think,
it's hard.
It's hard. I know. So hard. And, just the things that you've shared, and when it's come to some of the hard things, I know you guys have experienced some hard stuff right when Christmas hit, right before we were leaving for the holiday. And truly just placing it in the Lord's hands. And I know that so many blended, like, it's just hard.
Yeah.
It's, you're, you know, you were saying, like, God, how do we navigate this? How do we do this? How do we love people that we don't even have a relationship with? And, you know, I think you said it best, that the best thing that you can do is just, is you start building that foundation of trust, and you just have communication, and you sit down and you have that conversation. And, you know, I think about, I think about couples who divorce and they're in a co-parenting relationship, and you think that if you could just sit down and have a conversation and try to establish some foundation of trust, even though it didn't work out in the marriage, and, you know, you're, and there's been hurt, maybe there's been trauma, maybe there was abuse, maybe there was addiction. But when we can look past that, and just hand that over to the Lord and hand them over to the Lord, and try to establish that foundation of trust and just communication. Seeing you guys walk that out now with them, and how you've been able to go to church with them and their kiddos and do this uniquely blended family life together. It's beautiful. Well, and I love it because you, you know, you send us these pictures on the weekend, and you're like, guys, we did church together. And I mean, and it's just, it's so amazing, and it's beautiful to celebrate, because in the grief and loss of Gina, the Lord has been able to establish this now unique blended family, and you have this relationship that you didn't have before, and you're seeing Amelia flourish.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And only God can do that, right?
Only God can do that. You know, it's so much easier for me now to kind of shift my perspective. No, I was never in a romantic relationship with Amelia's father, or my husband was never in a romantic relationship with Amelia's stepmom. So we don't have that, those personal hurts there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever that may be, of disappointment or abandonment or whatever that might be. But it is total strangers. Like, I really felt like, you know, I think I know who her, or I thought I knew who her dad was. Of course, I was having second and third hand knowing of who he was, but truly getting to know who he is and who her stepmom is, and like blocking out the noise of opinions and the word vomits that we can have, and things said in frustration or hurt, but truly getting to sit down and say, God, help me to believe the best in this person. Because the last thing Amelia needs is to lose one more person.
Yeah.
And what's best for her is to have her father in her life.
Yeah.
She deserves for us to get our crap together.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
So that we can honor Gina. We can honor Amelia. And she deserves to have a united family.
Yeah.
Like, truly the mission statement of BKF.
Yeah.
To unite blended families with the truth of God's word. Like, that's so powerful. So it's been really cool to be able to, you know, when we'll have her for our weekend or week of the month, more than not, how we will take Amelia home is we will meet her family for church at their church, and we will worship together. And I'll never forget the first time we did that. The look on Amelia's face. She stood between me and her stepmom. She sat between us. And I could see her during praise and worship. She just kept looking to me, and she'd look at her stepmom. And she was processing. I was like, God, thank you for this moment.
Yeah.
Like, even in the hard loss of someone that we love so much.
Yeah.
God, bring good from this.
Yeah.
Like, let this loss mean something for eternity's sake.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, it was all selfish that we reached out for relationship to her dad and stepmom.
Yeah.
We just wanted her in our lives.
Yeah.
And we have truly come to love them as a family. She just had their second hours baby. She is adorable.
Aww,
so oh my cute. Goodness. When we met them for church, I was like, I need to touch the baby. I need to squeeze her.
And the baby over.
Give me that baby. But a couple of weeks before she had the baby, we took all of their kids for the weekend.
I remember that.
For a giant cousin sleepover. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of work. Because they have a little one.
Yeah.
A toddler. But it was so sweet to see, like, Amelia see her two lives come together.
Yeah.
To see the unity, to see her stepbrother and her half-brother and her hanging out with all four of her cousins. Like, it was just the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
It was chaos, but it was really sweet. So, yeah.
No, that's beautiful. You said something earlier, and I thought about all of the I thought about all the couples that get divorced, and then they're, you know, having to co-parent together.
Yeah.
And you're just like, God, where do I begin? You know, and just hearing your story, I think is just a beautiful, just encouragement and reminder is that you can just start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and start with that conversation. And
yeah, at the beginning, we were like, do we need to talk to an attorney before we talk to them? Do we need to find out what our rights are? And Joe and I just were in agreement on feeling like we don't need to arm ourselves for this. We truly desire to come into the beginning of a relationship with them with humility.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that this is their family.
Yeah.
And that's, like, saying it is hard to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say because, I mean, everything in me would love for Amelia to be in our home.
Yeah.
And I've been very honest about that. Like, mm-hmm. I adore her. I love her. I was in the room when she was born. Yeah. I was the second phone call her mom made when she found out she was pregnant.
Yeah.
I met her mom when she was 12 years old. Like,
yeah,
this wasn't just my sister-in-law. It was my sister.
Yeah.
And so Amelia feels like my blood, even though she's not my blood.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's been lots of challenges. The biggest lesson that Joe and I have learned in this is just a lot of patience.
Yeah.
And our timeline is not everybody else's timeline.
Yeah.
And when we reach out for planning or scheduling time with Amelia, we have to respect and be patient with their timing on things.
Yeah.
That it is not to offend us. It is not to hurt us. It is not to withhold from us. I mean, they have a full life.
They've got
kids and work and a marriage of their own.
Yeah.
So it really is just believing the best, choosing to believe the best.
Yeah.
Even when we have doubts.
Yeah.
Choosing to believe the best. And it's changing. It changes every month, every year. It's not the same.
No. Well, and it's the seasons. It's, you know, the kids are growing. We're growing as adults. And life is changing.
Yeah.
And it's been so encouraging to see. And I'm so glad that you said yes to coming on, because I know that, I mean, there's so many different makeups of blended families. And we hear a lot of adults that come into blended families. And, you know, we even have grandparents, adults that reach out and they're like, my son just got remarried and I don't know how to navigate this. And I don't know. You guys just have this beautiful story. And like you said, it hasn't been easy. And, you know, there's been open doors. There's been shut doors. There's been
slammed doors.
And but I think it's just a beautiful story of God's redemption, that even through loss, he can just bring two families together. And when you said y'all were at church and Amelia was in between you and her stepmom, I just thought of, like, what a beautiful bridge to what was once a gap.
Yeah.
You know, and the Lord looked at that loss of Gina and said, I'm going to bring this together.
Yeah.
And I think that is just so amazing for her and for you guys. And so we appreciate you sharing your heart and your words and your story, because it's just powerful.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I know that there are people out there listening that are going to be encouraged by this, or they're in a similar situation.
Yeah.
You know, they lost somebody and they took over their kids. Maybe it was, you know, the godparent, so to speak, is the term that, you know, we use. But people that are in this situation and they're like, I don't know what to do. Well, Jess, thank you for sharing your story with us today. We're so glad to have you here with us. And you guys, thank you for joining us again. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Also, leave us a review. We would love to hear your feedback on the podcast. You can join us again next week. Be sure to check out blendedkingdomfamilies.com for all of our resources. We offer coaching, blended and redeemed groups if you're looking for community, and a teen devotional. So for all of you who have Blended Kingdom teens, you guys, this devotional is going to be fantastic. So, but we hope you all have an amazing and blessed day, and we'll see you next week. Hey friends, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we talk about more blended family topics. Be blessed in all that you do, and remember, nothing will be impossible with God.